Okay, welcome to my very first ever podcast. We will be calling this podcast the Dear Parents Newsletter, and this would be episode one. So, hello. Welcome to a new Sunday school year. My name is Joanna, and I'll be your child's Sunday school teacher this year. Our helpers are Miss Stephanie and Miss Juliet. Stephanie has been teaching with us for about 4 years now, and this will be Juliet's first year, so we're very excited to have her join us. I am so excited to see some familiar faces, some younger siblings, we're working through those families, and of course the new faces. First off, let me apologize for not getting this out sooner this year. Usually I have newsletters done the day after. This will not be the norm, as the beginning of the school year is technically pretty crazy. So hopefully you will have a copy of the emailed newsletter in your mailbox on Monday, and hopefully a new podcast each week. I'm guessing it may take me till Tuesday on that one, since I'm pretty new to this. So let's begin with this week. We started off the year wonderfully. Just a few hesitant faces, a few tears, but that's to be expected. I'm sure we'll be old pros at this in a few weeks. In the meantime, I do recommend reading a storybook or talking about coming to Sunday school and church the night before with your child. This will get them excited to come and participate and make that separation moment that much easier. Also, as Father said in church, preparing for Sundays begin the night before. Getting a good night's sleep, getting our clothes ready, listening to Mom and Dad are all important parts of our morning together in church. We began with the basics this year. What is prayer, and how do we behave in church? We read a story provided by Story Bear, who, by the way, is already a big hit. The book was entitled I Go to Church by Anne Marie Gittes Massera. Please see your email for the link to buy this book. The book was also accompanied with a discussion and photos of what the children see and do while in church. We talked about how to do our cross and how to take Holy Communion. Since we are in church for a longer period of time this year, we will be focusing more during class on things we see in church. We showed and talked about icons this week and how we respect these images more than just another random picture. I hope that each week we will be able to talk about another small part of the service for our kids to be able to pick up while in church. As often as I can arrange it, we will get to see the actual item or photo of the item close up and in person so that the kids will get to know what's going on instead of just sitting there and being quiet. So we hope for the best in this year-long adventure into the Divine Liturgy. Our word of the day this week was prayer. We looked at photos of children praying throughout the day and discussed when we can pray during the day, bedtime, dinner time, and lunchtime being some examples. We talked about how we can pray anytime, anywhere, and anyhow to God because He is always with us and can always hear us. This week being our first week, Mrs. Costa had canceled music class so we could spend more time in the classroom. So we'll begin music class next week. We had two crafts this week. I know, it's amazing for the first day. The first was the take-home craft, a prayer reminder. Each child decorated a door hanger to place on their bedroom door as a reminder to say their prayers each day. Obviously, we encourage prayer at all times, but in my family, we were raised to always end each day with prayer, to thank God for the day we had and to pray for the one ahead. I've always thought that this end of the day reflection with God is so important that I thought encouraging the bedtime prayer specifically at this young age would be a good way to start. We also used markers on this craft, and obviously, I learned my lesson. Markers plus foam equals messy fingers. Still, the excitement over the markers kind of drew the shy ones out, so I think overall it was worth the few extra minutes of hand washing. The second craft was to make our classroom icon. Each year, our class collectively makes one icon to place by our offering basket in our room. We do this by having the children do their very best coloring on an icon of Jesus, and then I cut it up similar to a mosaic. I then will take one piece from each child's picture to create the icon again in full. This way, we have a piece of ourselves in our class's collective work. It will be on display starting next week. This year's turned out especially beautiful due to our great colors. Next week, we will be talking more about the proper way to take Holy Communion, and also how to and when to do our cross. This year, it seems like this will take a little bit more practice, but that's no big deal. That's why preschool is the first step. Our superstar this week was Tommy. Tommy had a bit of a rough day. He really missed his family and was really tired for the most part of the day. Tears were met with some reassuring hugs and some one-on-one time with each of the teachers. Every time he asked to go home, we responded with, "Okay, but could we do this one more thing?" Tommy bravely calmed himself down and did whatever was asked of him. Even just a reminder that Mom was in church with him got a smile, and he went back to participating in the liturgy. Way to go, Tommy. We're really proud of you. Okay, on to some reminders. The first reminder this week is about the September food drive. It will be happening through October 3rd. It benefits the Desplaines food pantries. Drop off your donation in the baskets in the connecting link. Our age group is being asked to bring toothpaste, so if you can, throw an extra tube in the cart this week. Have your child place it in the basket to get that philanthropy vibe going early. September 26th, after church, we will be celebrating Father Leonakis' 65th year of priesthood as a church family. Please make your reservations at the table in the gym after church this week. Remember to check your email for links and other more personal items that can't be put on this podcast. One of my favorite blogs to use throughout the year is called Adventures of an Orthodox Mom. The website is written, well, by an Orthodox mom. She has a child in first grade and one going into preschool. She has great stories about her kids, great ideas for home projects, delicious recipes for fasting, and wonderful resources about our faith. I highly encourage you check this out every now and then. Finally, a prayer for the beginning of the church year. Christ our God, your kingdom is an everlasting one, and your lordship is over all. You have made all things with wisdom and have established proper times and seasons of our lives. We give thanks to you in all circumstances and for all things, Lord. Bless the beginning of our church year with your goodness, and grant that this liturgical year be for all of us a year of grace. Make us worthy with purity of heart always to praise you, Lord. Glory to you. From the Matins Hymn, 1 September. That's it. That's the first podcast. I hope that you enjoyed it. I really had fun making it. I'm hoping that in the future I can get our other teachers to come on and help me with this podcast, and that we might even get some audio sampling of our kids singing and some other things, little surprises along the way. Have a great week and see you Sunday. God bless. We'll be right back.